It's Tuesday, July 11th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. On the most recent Lord's Day, the Church of England's General Synod declared that it is not a sin for a man to wear women's clothes and seek to change his body to look like a woman. But God's word from Deuteronomy 22:5 says, "A woman shall not wear a man's garment, nor shall a man put on a woman's cloak, for whoever does these things is an abomination to the Lord your God." In addition, the Anglican archbishops have appointed working groups to report back to the synod in 3 years on the subject of homosexual marriage. The archbishops of Canterbury and York are calling for a, quote, "radical new Christian inclusion in the church," unquote, that is based on, quote, "a proper 21st century understanding of being human and being sexual," unquote. China is propping up North Korea and enabling them to develop their military complex. The Wall Street Journal points out that China has increased its imports from North Korea by 500% over the last 10 years, while other nations have cut their imports out of the rogue nation by a substantial 85%. The UK judge responsible for ruling on Charlie Gard's parental rights case has set the hearing for this Thursday and Friday. His parents delivered a petition containing over 370,000 names to the London hospital, requesting permission to take their own child to the United States for treatment. Charlie's parents have raised $1,664,000 through a GoFundMe site to seek experimental treatment for their baby. A UK barrister named Paul Simon told the Daily Signal that this case highlights the importance of parental rights and the, quote, "malfunction," unquote, of British family court. Things are not looking so good for the Republican health care bill in the U.S. Senate, intended to repeal and replace the Obamacare program. CNN reports at least 8 Republican senators have announced their opposition to the second attempt, 4 moderates and 4 conservatives. Senator Marco Rubio has been tweeting Bible verses almost every day for 2 months now, and leftleaningpolitico.com has taken him to task for it. The article accused him of favoring the most Republican book of the Bible, the Book of Proverbs. Rubio's response came in the next tweet, "Where words are many, sin is not wanting, but those who restrain their lips do well." Proverbs 10:19. Both Oregon State House and Senate have now approved the so-called Reproductive Equity Act that would require insurance companies to cover abortion and contraceptives with abortifacient qualities. Democrat Governor Kate Brown is expected to sign the bill into law. The Toledo, Ohio City Council has come up with an innovative way to curtail free speech in public areas in front of abortion mills. Tonight, the council is considering an ordinance that would restrict prayer vigils to certain days and hours when the abortion facilities are not open. If you would like to stand shoulder to shoulder with pro-lifers there interested in preserving free speech, you can email the 13 members of the Toledo City Council in one fell swoop through the website ToledoTeaParty.com. Jeremiah 6:10 says, "To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Behold, their ears are uncircumcised. They cannot listen. Behold, the word of the Lord is to them an object of scorn." Back in 2007, Donald Trump challenged Vince McMahon of World Wrestling Entertainment to a battle of the billionaires in which Trump pretended to body slam McMahon near the wrestling ring and got in a couple of fake punches to the delight of 85,000 pro wrestling fans. The video was doctored by a Reddit user who superimposed the CNN logo over McMahon's face. The president linked to the video on his Twitter account, and the video was retweeted 340,000 times. CNN responded to the humorous video by calling it a, quote, "sad day when the President of the United States encourages violence against reporters," unquote. Dan Gaynor, Vice President for Business and Culture for the Media Research Center, told The Worldview that the video revealed the cultural divide in stark contrast.
It's one of those things where you can tell how much the media hate him and how much his supporters like him. You look at the people who like Trump and they just think it was funny. This is one of those things that really damages the credibility of the traditional press, like CNN.
TV Newser reports a 31% drop in viewers for CNN since the last week in May, and they've slipped from 4th place to 10th place in cable ratings. Meanwhile, viewership for Fox News is holding steady, as the conservative news network has been ranked at first place for 248 months running. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, July 11th in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.